first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Bahia Brunel recalls her visit to the Berlin Wall.
Landing at the West Berlin Airport in 1969, I was met by my German-American friend Susie, who gave me an eye-opening tour of a divided city that was rebuilding itself over the ashes of World War II. Standing out on the balconies of modern high-rise apartments and businesses, we could see the bombed-out shells of Gothic cathedrals and bullet-ridden remnants of the infamous Third Reich, including the dreaded Gestapo headquarters, where Susie's brave Jewish mother did the impossible. In 1939, she entered and exited alive. From sunup to sundown, we strolled through picturesque river parks, monumental museums, and crowded shopping centers. We traveled by subway, bus, and autobahn. But when we crossed over to East Berlin, we walked. The contrast was staggering. It was like entering a ghost town with many abandoned buildings, post-war ruins, and the somber faces of human beings living under the shadow of a wall. Upon returning to West Berlin, Susie and I looked around and shared the same conclusion. Beneath the veneer of Western restoration and modernization was the stifled spirit of a country crying out for reunification. What we did not know was that it would take another 20 years for the wall to come down.
Bahia Brunel is an author, musician, artist, and teacher. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.